This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. We wrap up the Tuesday show with the weekly news quiz.
Welcome you back to our news quiz. Mike Ross here, along with contestant Dave in Toronto. Also joining us, Mark Phoenix in Toronto. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Mike.
And we have Karen McGee in Morrisburg, Ontario. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
So our quiz is the same as always. Three contestants, three rounds of questioning, three questions per round, and each question comes with three multiple choice options. Now, if our contestants can answer the question correctly without hearing the options, they'll get 2 points. If they need to hear the options and get it right, they get 1 point. If they get it wrong, we move on until the point is awarded. The order of contestants was drawn by producer Paul Daniel with the randomizing wheel of contestants. And round one's order will be Mark, Dave, and Karen. So round one, question one, Mark, which country this week effectively blocked the European Union's attempts to approve an embargo on Russian oil?
Blocked an attempt to approve an embargo, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I am going to need those options.
Your options are Germany, France, or Hungary.
Hungary?
1 point for you, sir. Yes, the Prime Minister Viktor Orban maintains a warm relationship with Vladimir Putin. The country's resistance stopped the EU's planned embargo from going into effect because the bloc sanctions require unanimity to be approved. Dave, question two is all yours. Mahinda Rajapaksa resigned as the prime minister of which country after months of protests over an economic collapse?
That was Bangladesh.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Incorrect. Oh. We're going to Karen on this one. Karen.
I'll take the choices, please.
Your options are Thailand, Nepal, or Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka.
Got yourself a point. Sri Lanka's sitting president is the former prime minister's younger brother, Gotabaya. So Karen on the board with 1 point, and this question is all yours, Karen. The Tony Awards announced their nominations last week. Which show was most nominated?
Okay, oh, such a Karen question right there.
Okay, hold on. They were on one of the late night shows. They did a performance. It's about a young man and his experience. A strange loop.
Yeah, nice. 2 points, Karen.
Some things.
A strange loop, a meta musical in which a composer who is black and gay battles demons and doubts while trying to write a show. And even before arriving on Broadway, the show written by Michael R. Jackson had won the Pulitzer Prize for drama. It has how many nominations, Karen?
11.
You got it.
Wow. Bonus points.
Give her a bonus point, right? So yep. Round one comes to an end. Karen with 3 points, Mark with one, Dave yet to get on the board. But Dave, you get the first question here in round two. David Milgaard passed away this past week in Calgary. He had spent years in a Canadian prison after being wrongfully convicted for rape and murder that he did not commit. How many years was he wrongfully imprisoned?
Okay, he was imprisoned in 1969, and he got out in the 90s. Oof, man. I read this copy on air yesterday. 33 years.
Incorrect. Let's go to Karen. Karen.
I believe it was 23 years.
I believe you got another point. Yes, indeed. He was convicted in 1969, released in 1992.
Oh, I'm so bad at math.
Yes, I was just thinking it was Dave's understanding there would be no math.
Oh gosh! See, I knew I had that right. I just got the note. I crunched the numbers wrong.
Yeah. And now, Karen, you got a chance to increase that lead. McDonald's recently announcing that they're closing all of their Russian locations as a result of the Russian invasion and war in Ukraine. When did McDonald's open their first ever restaurant in Russia? In what was then the USSR?
I have a date in mind, but I'm going to take the choices.
All right. Your options are 1988, 1990, or 1999.
Oh, I'm going to go 1990.
You are correct. At the time of its construction, the Pushkin Square McDonald's outlet in Moscow was the largest in the world. January 31st, 1990, the first McDonald's in Russia. So another point for Karen, 5 points in total. Mark, a 1964 silk screen painting by Andy Warhol sold for $195 million, breaking the auction record for an American artist. Whom does the painting depict?
I kind of have to swing for the fences here if I want to have a chance of catching up to Karen, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to blow this. So let's say Marilyn Monroe.
How about 2 points? Marilyn Monroe it is. The 40 by 40 painting eclipsed the previous high price of $110.5 million for a Basquiat skull painting at Sotheby's in 2017. Congratulations, Mark. 2 points for you. 3 total now as we end round number 2. Karen with 5 points, Mark with 3, Dave yet to get on the board, and Karen kicks off round number 3. Karen, this year's Juno Awards nominees featured the youngest nominee ever. How old is Children's Album of the Year nominee Romeo Luminati?
I'll take the choices, please.
Your options are 4, 10, or 14.
10.
Incorrect. Mark.
I believe that age is 4.
And that's correct. Romeo's mom and dad are with the indie band Walk Off the Earth. Romeo did not win the Juno, however, but is the youngest ever at nominee at 4 years of age.
He'll be back.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Mark, U.S. Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat with a history of opposing abortion rights, came out last week emphatically against legislation that could subject women to prosecution and prison for getting abortions. What state does he represent?
Oh, I feel like I know this. I'm going to risk it. Mississippi.
Incorrect. Dave.
John Edwards. Is that the John,
John
Edwards?
No, John Bell. John B-E-L. Bell Edwards. John B-E-L Edwards. Is not the former presidential candidate.
I'll take the options, please. I just want to get this goose out.
Your options are Delaware, Louisiana, and Missouri.
Okay. When you put the bell in there, it makes me think about Louisiana. But my instinct is that it's Delaware.
That is incorrect. Karen.
Is it Missouri?
How about a point for me? A point for me. Louisiana, Dave. Should have gone with your gut.
Should have gone with my gut.
Edwards issued a statement calling the bill anti-woman and called it patently unconstitutional and said it would criminalize some types of contraception and parts of the in vitro fertilization process.
I'm stunned that Louisiana has a Democratic governor.
Yeah. No. Well, they've got a long Democratic history if you go back through their gubernatorial history. Dave, this one's for you. Last week, provincial politician Rick Glumac used his time allotted for a member's statement to propose to his partner Haven Lurbiecki. In what province's legislature did he make the proposal?
I missed this one completely. I'll take the options, please.
Newfoundland, Labrador, PEI, or British Columbia?
Let's go with the BC legislature.
How about you're on the board, buddy?
Put
yes,
it on
for the
board.
Record. For the record, Lubiecki was sitting in the public gallery when the proposal was made. She said yes. And it's not the first time a marriage proposal has been made in a Commonwealth legislature. Back in 2017, Australian MP Tim Wilson proposed to his longtime partner, Ryan Bolger, in the House of Representatives. And in 2018, Quebec MNA Éric Lefebvre made a statement on Valentine's Day proposing to his longtime girlfriend and partner, Geneviève Laliberté, in the press gallery. So, we end this game with our winner today being Karen McGee. But Mark made it close. Karen wins it 5-4-1.
I also think that, like, I took a couple swings there that I should have gotten right where I was the teensy bit off. So I feel good about my performance, even though I lost. I'm kind of like the Leafs in game 7. Guys, as we're wrapping up here, got to be quick. Karen, what do you think of the idea of politicians proposing in the legislature?
I've never been a big fan of public proposals.
Yeah, I think it's a little much too. Mark, what do you think?
Well, it beats what usually gets said in the legislature.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.